Elissa Rubin-Mahan has combined her passion for food, history, and culture by working as a food preservationist with the group Slow Food. Slow Food is an international movement focused on preserving good-tasting, heritage varieties of livestock and produce. It was in the mid-2000s that a friend first told her about a local potato, one that had essentially been forgotten.
I started investigating it. I had real difficulty at that time because there was not very much on the internet, and the only references I could find were microfiche documents that were in the Sonoma County Library from the newspapers.
The Bodega Land Trust, a land preservation group, mentioned the potato and a few families who had once grown it on their website. So she decided to ask the Land Trust for help.
And they were able to parse a few tubers from one of the families anonymously to be investigated to see if it actually was a distinct potato.
It was one that had quite a special mythology around it.
The folk tale was that it came in the skirt of a young woman who was going to marry her sweetheart, who was a landowner in Bodega Bay.
In the story, the woman was from Peru, but genetically, the potato actually seems to be from Chile and likely came to the area sometime in the early 1800s. Once here, it made it big.
It ended up feeding the 49ers in San Francisco. There were squatter wars in Bodega Bay around land to grow potatoes on because it was so lucrative. And Bodega at that time was the potato capital of California.
But the good potato times did not last. Potatoes are highly susceptible to viruses, and poor harvesting and propagation practices soon took their toll on the tubers.
Luther Burbank, right around the turn of the century, was writing about them, and he talked about the potato blight being the cause of the demise of the potato.
Tissue samples were sent to geneticists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, who told Rubin-Mahan that she did indeed have a unique potato, one of a rare group that had been brought directly from South America to North America, rather than first making the journey to Europe and then back across the Atlantic. Other samples were sent to a professional potato seed producer who was able to clean out the viruses that were infecting the tubers. And thanks to these seed potatoes, the Bodega Red is once again a local commercial success. At Foggy River Farm in the Russian River Valley, Emmett Hopkins is ready to harvest some of this year's crop. Last year was his first year growing Bodega Reds.
We started growing it because we were part of the local slow food chapter and we wanted to try it out and help to try to preserve it. But now we've quadrupled what we planted just because it did well for us.
The potato is very productive, which Hopkins attributes partly to using clean, first-generation seed potatoes. And there's a demand for it, he says. Many of his customers remember it from their childhood.
We have people coming up to farmers market saying, oh yeah, my grandpa used to, grow these in his yard or whatever. And so they're excited to get some because they haven't had them since, their grandpa gave them to them.
They eat them in his family too, Hopkins says, using them for everything from mashed potatoes to French fries to stew. The potato is nutty and potato-y in flavor, with a creamy texture. Consider trying one for yourself next time you're at a farmer's market. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in the Russian River Valley.